Good evening, I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Killing to protect property is on its way to being allowed in Tennessee. Lawmakers in both chambers have approved a bill that expands the use of deadly force. Currently, it's allowed only in cases of self-defense. With the proposals passing, lawmakers are allowing it to protect against burglary, arson, robbery, or aggravated cruelty against animals. Opponents of the bill, like Representative Justin Jones, say they fear a, quote, shoot-first mentality.
What we're encouraging is vigilante-style violence. We're encouraging escalation. There's been multiple instances. People like Trayvon Martin, who had a Skittles and an iced tea, was killed by a neighborhood watchman who saw he was a threat. People like Ahmaud Arbery, who were jogging and were killed because these men thought he was in the wrong neighborhood. This is about life or death.
The bill was amended from its earlier form, which permitted deadly force in cases of trespassing. Advocates had expressed concern that this could impact homeless populations or even people turning into the wrong driveway. If signed off by the governor, the bill would go into effect in July. A Middle Tennessee hospital system is in hot water for suing patients and garnering their wages over medical debt. Williamson County Medical Center has sued about 3,000 patients for unpaid bills in the past 5 years, WSMV reports. That's a highly controversial practice that many hospitals have abandoned amid scrutiny. Williamson County is trying to sell the hospital, and that's been a source of tension for local officials. There's been infighting, with some complaining that the hospital's leaders have been too secretive about potential buyers. The Williamson Herald reports the hospital CEO, Bill Mazuka, said this month that closed strategy meetings are typical and necessary, and that the system is more fiscally healthy than it ever has been. Williamson Health also runs the county's ambulance service. It just asked for a $5 million funding hike in the coming budget year, citing rising costs and low reimbursement from TennCare and Medicare. You're listening to Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.